The first leg of a best of two, possible three, at home against either Colorado or Calgary. GM and head coach Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, how are you?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good. What was the reason why did the PA balk at you guys? Because originally you guys were going to play the second game in the best of two. Did they balk at a Wednesday? Is that why you had to play Friday?
No, that was all negotiated out, and actually there was nothing in the bylaws or the collective agreement that said you couldn't have a game in a midweek or anything like that. In fact, there's potentially a Thursday game down the road in one of the teams that they host the final. So, it was just, I think Bruce just changed his mind. He thought, you know what, in terms of being a good business partner with the entire league and all the other franchises, let's move it to the Friday night and we'll give up our, as I say, so-called home floor advantage and do that. So, all's well that ends well, I guess. We're happy to play on the Friday night and be at home for the first game.
I actually think having the first game at home is more of an advantage, to be honest.
I said it last year. I mean, I didn't see the, us going 16-2 and here's your reward. Let's go into Toronto or into Calgary and play in front of 15,000 on the first game. So, after having a week off. And I like the idea of playing at home first and, we'll see how it falls from there.
Update us on Robert Church. Is he going to be ready by the 15th?
Yeah, he should be. Yeah, lower body injury, nothing real major, but we wanted to rest him on the weekend and make sure that he's ready to go for the 15th. Same with Jarrett Davis, same thing. Nothing too serious, but with it's nice to have the depth that we have to go in there and be able to move the Jeremy Thompson offense and have him perform the way he did. And to be able to rest a couple guys to make sure they're prepared for the playoffs and still get a big win out of it.
How'd you think McCrody played on defense in his first game?
Thought he was good. Thought he was real good. He had a breakaway. I thought he was going to score on me. A nice shot, and Ward made a good save on him. But I thought he was solid. He didn't get beat. He was a little bit sat back a little bit at times, but that's normal. He's a little bit nervous, but at the same time, I thought he performed very well. I mean, there's a guy, practice player. He's been committed all year. He's been in every weekend. We've been at home and for practice, and he's worked hard in his fitness. And he came in and he was prepared. So it was good to see.
Matt Dinsdale, I know, here's a guy who was a former, I think, number 7 overall pick. You get him for, I don't even remember what you gave up, a third rounder. He is really coming to your offense and looking more confident every game.
Yeah, just really played a real hunch on that in terms of, I've watched the kid play a long time because I saw him play in junior and he had some natural history having played with Robert and Ben McIntosh really his whole life. And he just kind of fitted more of a need that we had on our offense than what we had prior to. So he's just performed really well. He gets all his goals within a foot of the crease, and that's a hard area to get to. And he works at it, and he's smart too. He's really understands our sets out there, what we're doing, and he's been a really good addition. I mean, he's scoring goals and very few touches and few shots, and yet playing with confidence. And we want him to shoot the ball because he is a skilled guy and he can score. So he's been great.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, will you bring in all your players for a practice like you did last year?
No, we're not going to this year. We're going to take it off. It's just logistically, it is a little bit hard. I mean, last year the game was in Calgary, and we brought everybody in, and we practiced there and went to the game. This year we're going to take it off and, again, take advantage of the rest, I think. I mean, we had a real tough April and early part of May with a lot of games, and we've got some nagging injuries, and the guys will take care of themselves in terms of their fitness. Get out with their local teams just to keep their sticks sharp, and I'll have the guys out in my area come out with their junior club as well and get a good couple runs in and stay sharp, and we'll practice the night before and be ready to go.
When you look at the Colorado Calgary game, will any of your staff be going to Colorado to scout it live?
No, we'll watch it online. We'll obviously get tape, and of course everything's downloaded now, so we won't go there live on it. But we see these teams so much. I mean, but we play both teams four times this year, and of course played Calgary in the preseason as well. So there really aren't any secrets at this point, and it just comes down to, you know, execution and the will to win. And I think both teams are really good. You know, both teams are going to present different problems to us, no matter who it is. And it should be a heck of a game this weekend. You know, it's a coin toss. I think Colorado plays real well against Calgary. They match up well against them. I think something like 8 of the last 10 games in overtime or some crazy stat like that. So they play it pretty tight, and you know, it should be a good one.
You guys have dominated Colorado much more than Calgary this year. How come?
Again, a matchup thing. You know, sometimes you just match up better against teams and worse against them. I mean, Calgary, obviously the emotional side of it, they always come to play against us, and they've been better lately too. Let's face it. I mean, they started 0-6, and since then, I think they've won. Where are they at? 7 wins. I think they went, you know, 7 and I'm bad with math. It's whatever that was down the stretch, but they were above 500, and they were a much better team, you know, the latter part of the season, and Colorado a little bit. But I think Colorado's going to be battle-tested as well, because they played some pretty good teams down the stretch, and they had Rochester a couple times, and they had us a couple times. So they'll be prepared, and, you know, it's like I said, no matter who we're going to play in 2 weeks, it's going to be a really good team.
You talked about the injuries to some of your guys. Church, if that was a playoff game, would he be able to play?
It would have been a tough one. Like he probably would have, yes, but he wouldn't have been 100%. But this extra time off, he should be 100% by the time we go on the 15th.
Okay. And you look at McIntosh, the rookie, had 9 points. Finishes with 86 as a rookie, which obviously, you know, I think safely solidifies him as rookie of the year in the National Lacrosse League rather easily. You've talked a lot about his, you know, he's very good in tight as a finisher, but has his playmaking been better than you thought?
Yeah, for sure. His whole game has been better than I thought. You know, I knew he was a pretty good athlete because, again, another guy I saw a fair bit. I mean, he's a midfielder in the field lacrosse game, and, you know, at his career in the NCAA Division I at Drexel, you know. So, you know, you got to be pretty athletic to play the midfield position. And, you know, that's been impressive to me, how athletic he is, how he can play defense if he has to. He's really good at shutting down transition and his playmaking ability. You know, he's made smart plays with the ball, and he's got his head up all the time looking for open sticks, and he's been good with that. And of course, he scores, and he's got one of the quickest sticks down around the crease that you'll ever see. And he's just been great. I mean, he's you know, 86 points as a rookie, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Adam Jones, your defense, your goal was to limit him production because he scored 7 on you last time. Were you happy with how your defense shut him down this time?
I thought we did a way better job getting out in his shooting lane mainly. You know, I think we blocked 4 or 5 of his shots. I still think we can be better. He got 2 goals off exactly the way he scores, a quick ball swing and a quick shot. So we have to be more attentive to him when the ball's on the right side of the floor and they swing it over to him. And I think we have to be closer to him because he has a real knack for getting it out of his stick quickly and a deceptive shot. He sometimes throws a bit of a change up and he'll get the goalie moving one way and throw it the other. So he's got that deception in his game. But I thought we did a great job keeping him to the perimeter. As I said, you know, he did try to get a few shots through that we blocked and got in the lane, and that was really good. And we kept him to the outside. So we did a good job on him one-on-one. And for the most part, I mean, we cut him down to 2 from 7. So that was good execution for sure.
And Jeremy Thompson playing out the front gate, Derek. How did he look overall in your eyes?
Wow. To be honest, like, what a weapon. I mean, he's just so athletic and strong. turned the corner really hard off of picks and attacked the net strong and scored a couple really nice goals. You know, we set him up with one isolation play in the whole game, and he scored off it. That's the kind of athletic ability he has, and his skill level is certainly good enough to play out the front if needed. And it just kind of gives us another bit of versatility that, you know, an option to use him a little more up there. And, you know, maybe use him a little more up at the front and stay on and play defense and create a little bit of havoc and transition in terms of the press and things like that. So he was really good. He was outstanding, I thought.
I was going to ask you, when you look and you see that ability from a player, and, you know, do you feel naturally he's a better offensive or defensive player?
I think he's actually, naturally, I believe he's a better offensive player. And okay. I think that's more the role he played, you know, as a kid on the reservation back in Onondaga in Syracuse, more the role he played in college as an offensive midfielder as well as a face-off guy. And I think, you know, his game has now evolved where he can do a little bit of everything, and that's which makes him so valuable to us. That, you know, he's a fine defender. You know, he I wouldn't certainly put him in our top, you know, three or four, but that's a pretty top three or four to crack for anybody in our league. So he certainly fits in into our system, and he brings a lot in transition, and he's a dynamic player. He really is. He can just do so many different things, and I think that you really saw the value that he brings this weekend, and that he's that versatile that we just, you know, we talked to him Friday when we got to Colorado. We practiced Friday night, one practice, and said you're going to play offense, and he was great. So he's a real he's the type of asset that, you know, with 16 guys now and 16 runners in your lineup draft, it's really important to have that versatility, and we have that with him.
And lastly, Derek, last year 16-2 going to the playoffs. Obviously, you didn't get to where you wanted with the championship. You know, a dominant season again for your team. If you look at goals for differential, you know, just I think you're plus 63 again, exactly the same as last year, you know, which sets a league record. Your offense built a little bit different. It rotates around the four main guys more than it did last season. What has your team learned from last year that you hope you can avoid, you know, being upset in the West Final this time?
I sense that the guys are waiting. You know, I sense that we have not played our best lacrosse yet. And I wouldn't say that it's been complacency the last few games, but I sense that they're really waiting to put the foot down hard in the gas for 60 minutes. And I think that's the lesson that came out of last year, is had such a great regular season and then the playoffs, and we stumbled in terms of playing consistently for 60 minutes. And I sense that the guys have a clear understanding of that, and going forward I think that's going to be their mindset, that we're going to get out and we're going to play 60 hard and we're going to execute and we're going to be ready to go no matter who it is we're playing.
Well, Derek, enjoy the bye week. We'll talk to you leading up to the West Final. We'll know who you're playing next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jason.